Good time, a good time.
We gon' have a time.
Good time, a good time.
We gon' have a time.
When we all
get together, we gon' have a time.
What would be the basic tenets of traditional Goa music, and how would that differ from the style of music that Ranky Tanky plays?
I think the main thing that makes our music different than the traditional expression of Goa music is that we use instrumentation, and we have a guitar, bass, trumpet, drum kit, and our lead vocalist. And traditionally, the music was just with a vocal or vocals and percussion, meaning hand clap or stomping on the floor. So traditionally, you don't have instruments in the music.
You said that traditional Goa music is all vocal. How is it that you're honoring the Goa tradition, you know, while playing instruments?
I think that the roots of the music are inherent in our contemporary expression. So you can't separate the traditions from this contemporary expression that we are offering. The traditions are there. The traditions have informed the sound that we're making. And in a lot of cases with some of the songs, we're actually singing them almost exactly as they would have been sung in a traditional context. We're just adding the instrumentation around the song. So I would say it's a departure, but it's not an ungrounded departure. It's very rooted.
Way down yonder, sometimes below the law, sometimes Bullfrog Mary, sometimes and his mother-in-law, sometimes gonna get on board, sometimes gonna ball that jack, sometimes till my honey comes back, sometimes gonna reel back jack, sometimes put a hump in my back, sometimes I'm going over here, sometimes gonna get my pal. Way down yonder, below the law, sometimes Bullfrog Mary, sometimes and his mother-in-law, sometimes gonna get on board, sometimes gonna ball that jack, sometimes till my honey comes.
You guys mix together so many different types of music. What is people's first reaction when you play at a festival or somewhere like far away from South Carolina and you know that most of this audience has never heard you play before? What's the reaction? Can they not stop themselves from dancing?
I think one of my favorite points of feedback that we get quite often is that we sound very unique. You know, people kind of often say, you sound like nothing else out there. And to me, that's a real compliment, because I think while we do sound like nothing else out there, we also sound like a lot of other music that's out there, because Goa has always been an informant to musical styles that have become popular in America. So whether you're talking about rock and roll or blues or jazz, there are many styles of American music that have been informed by Goa people.
Do you happen to know of specific artists or songs that you could give as an example of a specific Goa influence that maybe listeners have never noticed?
Yeah, like bands like Little Feat, they've covered Goa folk songs, bands like the Rolling Stones. But beyond those specific sort of influence examples of artists taking the actual songs, the rhythmic influence, the polyrhythmic aspects of West African music that made their way into America via the transatlantic slave trade and became a unique African diaspora in the Americas, very specifically on the coasts of Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. This is why Goa culture and the region is a real heartland of American music.
So four of you, I believe, played together in a jazz band for a number of years. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We've had a jazz quartet together for several years. At the end of the 90s into the early 2000s, and played a weekly, you know, gig together in Charleston, South Carolina.
And so did you go your separate ways and then reconnect after a period of years, or was the time between those two groups kind of close together?
There's about 15 years between those two groups. We all have played together, and, you know, we've played together quite a lot in different contexts and also done a lot of work independently in other contexts and with other styles of music.
So then what was the impetus behind you getting together and forming Ranky Tanky? What was it that was appealing about the new dynamic that you have now in this group?
I had previously been performing quite a lot in the world music circles and regional roots music, playing a lot of fiddle music and bluegrass style of music. And I would be at a world music festival, and I went to quite a lot of world music festivals and never saw anyone offering a contemporary expression of Gullah culture. I felt that, you know, I saw a way for us to share something very special.
Are you guys surprised at, like, I guess the amount of critical acclaim you've gotten for your latest album? I mean, is this beyond the scope of what all of you thought might happen after this album was released?
I mean, we're definitely experiencing success beyond, you know, what we had anticipated. And, you know, we're certainly very grateful for all the success that we've had, and we're really humbled by the audiences that have found their way to our music and that support us in our concert tours that we, you know, perform all around the world. It's been a dream come true, really, for us.